This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
So I'm starting on this book, and my friend calls me and tells me the story. There's a man who said, if I'm going to go jump off the Green Island Bridge in Troy, New York, unless, this is his caveat, unless someone says hello or engages in a conversation with me. So he gets all the way down to the bridge. No one has spoken to him. And at the last minute, before he's going to commit suicide, an old guy comes along, starts talking to him. Now, that man gave that younger man dignity. We never know. I might have $10 million, but I might be on my way to buy drugs to kill myself. Have you ever had an occasion where maybe a stranger was kind to you?
Absolutely.
And you weren't expecting it that much.
Right.
They'll never have any idea that just... I remember being at a Calvary Chapel thing for Easter one year, and this big older guy comes up and puts his hand on my shoulder. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe I was 55, 60. That sounds old to you, but no. To me it was like, you wouldn't think a guy my age would need a touch.
Yeah.
Just a nice... It was like, oh, you know?
That's right.
Just that touch, that human touch, or somebody acknowledging you. I remember there's a famous... rock singer. He's kind of a scroungy little guy. I forget his name. But years ago, I read in Rolling Stone magazine that every time he sees an older person, he smiles. Mm-hmm. You may be the only human being on this earth that welcomes them into the family of humanity that day and
right.
validates their existence. Well, but the point is, we have the power.
Mm-hmm.
We have the power. If I hold the door open for you, and, you know, you might say, oh, you're a gentleman and a scholar. Or you may not say anything. And this is another thing people go wrong. They expect, well, he should have said thank you. No.
Yeah.
You do it to give.
That's right.
And the moment I hold the door for you, I've already become more of a gentleman. When I dignify you and put you first, remember Paul said to esteem others greater than self? And I think is a real joy in it.
Absolutely.
Like when you're driving.
Yes.
Don't let somebody drive in and say, if you need to get along that much, you go right ahead.
And you
let
know what it me. Does also?
What?
Studies have shown that it also increases your health, your immune system response.
Yeah.
So there are studies out there that show that when you let someone in traffic, it increases your health. But also if someone sees it, it increases their health.
And they have to go down
so
the street and see them letting somebody else in.
It's a ripple effect.
Yeah.
It really is. Yes.
Isn't that wonderful?
It is.
So, well, you've got a joy-filled life in that.
Thank you, too.
Well, don't thank me. I had nothing to do with it. But what I am thanking you for this.
But you see it.
Yeah, I see the joy in you.
It's
but
just
but
beautiful.
Because everything you do, you're here today not to promote CEO Crystal Netherton.
Absolutely not.
Of Graceway Village.
He told me there was a video and my hands started sweating. I don't like it.
Oh, no. We'll invite you back. You look very pretty on there.
Oh, thanks.
Great. Look at me.
But
I got to get a camera over here for me.
Stop.
Huh?
It's the programs and to God be the glory. The volunteers that come out and help us, the donors that donate to us, the ability to be able to offer this is just
how do you get?
No,
let me ask this. Noah, by the way, would you please let me know of timing? Okay, so I know when to begin and end here. Again, in case somebody's just tuning in, that we're talking with CEO Crystal Netherton of Graceway Village. And if I were to say we're on an elevator, give me the 22nd. We're going to be down. We're on the 40th floor. We're going to be down here in 20 seconds. What is Graceway Village?
So Graceway Village is currently meeting the crisis needs of our neighbors in need through our two main programs, which is food and clothing.
Yes.
But then also we have aspirations and dreams to build a restorative village for families threatened with homelessness. This shelter will be a place where they can have the opportunity to have a full working program to reach self-sufficiency. So it will provide just the generations to come lasting impact. Our current programs offer free hot meals 4 nights a week. And our clothing boutique is twice a week. 20 seconds,
great.
You said.
You did it.
I nailed it.
Okay, now tell me about the. I want to know about the.
Now, would you like more information on that?
I want to go down the list. Let's start with the clothing boutique.
Absolutely.
Tell us all about that. Is it mostly for women or is it for everybody?
So our clothing boutique currently is for children, 18 years old
children.
And younger.
Okay.
We operate Tuesday and Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. What we do here is provide a boutique where the clothing is set out like a store, so our clients can come in, whether they've been referred to us from outside other organizations or other agencies, or if they just come to us and say, hey, I've heard about you. They meet Jenny, a smiling face, our administrative assistant at the front desk, and she gets just some simple information from them because we do have statistics on every client that we serve. So we know we're serving over 400 children a month in our clothing boutique.
Wow.
We know every meal in our cafe has every meal is a person, right?
Yeah.
So we know exactly who we're serving and the demographics.
And when do
it.
You serve people? Food.
Oh, well, now let's stick to the clothing boutique,
okay,
right?
Okay, we'll get that later. Okay, you're not telling this yet.
That was my fault, though.
I'll jump right on, yeah. You know.
So anyway, the clothing boutique operates the 2 days a week, Tuesday and Wednesday from 10 to 2.
Tuesday and Wednesday from 10 till 2.
Yes, and what's really special.
And it's located?
1780 Hartman Road.
Okay.
And what's really special about the clothing boutique is each client is paired with a volunteer. And the volunteer helps them throughout their whole shopping experience and gets to know the family, gets to understand why they're coming. You know,
was that your idea?
No,
regardless,
it was in place. Yes.
Even if it was, you're not going to tell us.
Right. But
Ronald Reagan said, it's amazing what you can accomplish when nobody cares who gets the credit.
There you go. Absolutely. 100%. But that's really a special part of it because there's so many different reasons that brings the client to us. Could be a house fire, could be grandparents getting their grandkids, could be, just multiple
reasons.
But what
are you doing with these tornadoes? Folks, I was in my car crying the other day.
It's
I went
it's
down
a
with Michael. I went with Pastor Trevor here from Morningside.
Yes.
I was just like, I've been through hurricanes.
Yeah.
I've never seen devastation like this.
No.
As I saw in Spanish Lakes.
Never. No, never.
Did you take a ride through there?
I have not been to Spanish Lakes yet. The Lakewood Park area is heavily affected, and that's
people
where
died.
We have been, you know, focusing our efforts on. It's a sad, tragic thing, but Graceway Village is there to meet those clients while they're in crisis. So providing the essential items to them. In our clothing boutique, we provide their core 12 items, but then, each child gets shoes and jackets. And so they're anywhere from 12 to 30 items they leave.
Now, do you have to live in St. Lucie County?
No, sir. We accept
so
everybody who comes to us.
Like I know a single mom in town here.
Yes.
And,
tell her to come. If she can make it to us, we will definitely serve her.
And her son.
Absolutely.
He's 12 or 13. Is that too old?
No, sir. Oh. 18 years old and younger.
Oh, up to 18.
Yes, sir.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And then we're in the process of expanding. So we've partnered with Career Source. And if you're searching for a job or you need professional attire, we serve those adults. And then eventually we will move into serving adults. But, you know, kids right now, they come in all shapes and sizes. So we do take adult clothing as donations. But it needs to be youthful, is what I like to say.
Yeah.
So that's our clothing boutique, and it's a wonderful program. They do, they're able to come every 4 months. So during that 4 month time, we ask that they take a community workshop, which is anywhere in the community, or we provide them Tuesday and Wednesday at 11 a.m. And these are classes that we have in English, Creole, and Spanish.
I've been to Haiti a couple times as short-term missionary.
Oh, beautiful.
Fell in love with those people.
Oh, and when you
hardworking.
When you can speak the language, it's another level.
Je zire mi ou, je zire mi moi.
It's another level of care. You know,
yes.
They already may feel a little hesitation coming, but then whenever they're able to speak their own language, they really feel
dignity.
More comfortable. Exactly. With
you're
that dignity.
Honoring them.
Yes, sir.
Wherever I travel, I try to learn some words.
Sure.
Because and they recognize it. Ephadisto, paragalo, when you go to Greece. I went to Greece. Oh, they'd lighten up. Oh, you took the effort to learn,
right.
You know, or merci beaucoup, whatever it might be. It doesn't matter. They see it. And so what you're doing is there's that dignity thing I was telling you about.
Yes.
You honor them.
Absolutely.
By that.
And now our cafe program.
You know what?
Program.
I want to try to remember that, I'm going to put that as a page in my book, how you do that. And that you use the different languages to communicate with them. That's good.
Yes.
If I forget that, maybe you'll remember because you're younger than me.
Okay.
Okay.
Write
so
it
languages.
Down. There you go. But now our cafe program.
Yeah. Tell me about the cafe because food is love to me.
And, it's unfortunate that we still have food insecurity in our community.
What does that mean, food insecurity?
Many families don't know where their next meal is going to come from. And that's a concern of theirs. And when you're living in that crisis mindset of not knowing where your food's coming from, not knowing where you're going to stay that night. You can't function as we are used to functioning. So it's really hard to live in that constant state of crisis. So we really try to provide, you know, a warm, hot meal 4 nights a week. You're guaranteed to get that. And it's a lovely meal. At least 45% of our clients we serve have some type of health concern.
Now, if I come a bunch of nights, I can come even though I'm not a family? Can I come as a single
Absolutely.
Homeless male?
Yes, absolutely. If you're coming to us saying you're hungry, you're going to get a meal.
Really?
Yes.
You said that before in this interview. Good.
Yeah. So,
by the way, we're talking with the CEO, Crystal Netherton, because, you know, they cut this up into pieces, of Graceway Village in St. Lucie County.
Yes.
And you would say Graceway Village is a
nonprofit organization providing crisis assistance to our neighbors in need. Yeah. So our cafe program provides that free hot meal 4 nights a week. We value the health of our clients, and about 45% of our clients we are serving have some type of health concern. So we really prioritize a healthy, hearty meal.
Diabetic or?
Absolutely. So you're going to have a nice size protein. We're not your average soup kitchen, if you would think about it. You know, we're really giving a hearty meal.
I mean, is there a little room somewhere? Or do you have a cafeteria?
No, we have a full kitchen. Our chef is an actual certified chef. Maria Sanchez is absolutely amazing. She also has her own catering business on the side, DSK Catering. Look her up. She is, oh man, she can do some beautiful meals. So,
so you have a regular, how many people are you feeding daily?
Over 8,000 a month during
8,000 meals
a month. But that was before this crisis of the tornado.
Oh.
So the tornadoes have really increased our operation, and we're serving nearly 1,000 a day.
Do you sit them down at one seating, or do you have separate?
No, sir. It's in a to-go fashion. So we do.
Oh, it's a to-go. They come
yes,
to
sir.
You. They don't eat there.
Correct.
Oh.
Some of them do.
Do you have facilities that can sit down?
Well, we have many that walk up to us or may be experiencing homelessness. So we provide, you know, their silverware and stuff like that. And they sit down at our bench and have a meal. But
you seem to be
usually,
an elegant young lady.
Oh, my goodness.
So let me ask you
Thank
this.
Thank you.
Do you know, but I at times in my life have loved to dine. When I lived in the ghetto, I didn't get to do it.
Yes, sir.
So when I started making some dough, I fell in love with white linen dining.
Yes, sir.
The drizzle and the Dover slow with the blah, blah. Yeah. But anyway.
Oh, you're going to hear my belly growl.
So my dream, I have this dream. Jesus said, give to those who can't repay you.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer. And this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.